The court tug of war between the McCallum administration and Dairyland Greyhound owners began last fall. Dog track owners filed suit, claiming the governor didn't have authority to negotiate gambling agreements with Wisconsin Indian tribes because of a 1993 referendum. It outlawed casino games like blackjack, slot machines, and roulette. A lower court sided with the state, but now an appeals court says Dairyland should be able to have its case heard against Indian gaming. Dairyland Executive Vice President Roy Berger says they're glad to have a second chance to make their arguments.
Our opinion has been all along that Native American gaming is unconstitutional in the state of Wisconsin. We're not necessarily opposed to it, but we do want the people of Wisconsin to have their say on the issue.
Administration Secretary George Lightburn says the state has not decided whether to fight the appeals court decision.
We will consider this action that the appellate court took and decide whether to appeal this decision or whether to go back to circuit court and begin the case again.
Dog tracks have suffered in Wisconsin, with many closing because of competition from nearby casinos. Only two of the five tracks that opened a decade ago are still open, and Dairyland's revenues have dropped 50% since then. The Kenosha Dog Track had hoped to become a casino but didn't get federal approval. Now Dairyland officials hope they can either join the competition or eliminate it. Berger says in the future, voters might decide to allow casino gambling that includes others besides Indian tribes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.